Nice to see you, Mr. Cole. We had Senator Collins and then Representative Ketchum.
Former Commissioner of Maine DOT.
Senator.
David Cole, how are you?
Good.
Good. You being the former Commissioner, perhaps you could enlighten me again, because I had forgotten, perhaps the Appropriations Committee and the listening audience. At one time, there was a master plan for ports along the Maine coast. Could you reflect on that? And
sure.
Refresh my memory.
Right. In the late 70s, I think the term Maine's three-port strategy came about. And I think the idea was, rather than making port investments up and down the coast willy-nilly, the idea was to focus in three ports with their, you know, hinterlands, one being Portland, one being Searsport, and the other being Eastport. And I would add, too bad that Senator Rotundo isn't in the room right now, but she may be listening, but the Port of Auburn I would consider within that strategic mesh as well. And over the years, the state has invested money in those ports fairly regularly, and it's generated good rewards for the state. And they play different roles in different niches, not necessarily in competition with each other, because they have their own catchment areas. More recently, this Cornell study was done in 2007 to look at the potential for all three seaports. And the report pointed to specific opportunities at each site, including a container terminal at the Port of Searsport at Sears Island. Again, events have overtaken us. No one, you know, was expecting the wrenching recession that we just went through, and obviously it set back freight projections while the world catches up. But I think when the dust settles and when DOT and the Port Authority can have the resources to take another look at this, I think you're going to find we still have some strategic opportunities. They may have shifted in some different directions, and you need that guidance to go out to potential investors and say, here's our pro forma. This pencils out before they come in and spend a lot of money on siting and issues. But I think it's going to be there. I think the time to start is now, not later, and do it right.
Representative Ketchum.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cole, for being here, and I appreciate your testimony. And I want to say I do agree with your analysis on the need for the port and the utility of the port in the future. And I hope there's a way that we can move Senator Thomas's bond proposal forward in some manner. You did address the issue of the $200 million issue being questionable. And I've looked at some bond issuances lately, and I question the bond cost, the rate of 5.5%. My understanding is that recent bonds are going for as low as 1.5%. Can you add to that?
Well, I didn't come prepared to talk about that today, but I will say my general reaction to it is that 5% sounds high to me. In the current environment. I mean, you've heard the Fed, and I'm, again, to anybody listening in here, don't go investing on what David Cole says, for God's sakes. But I mean, I'm hearing the Fed say that you know, they're freezing stuff for the next couple of years to, what, 2013 or 14. So it would seem to be a pretty good environment to go out and borrow. I think in this particular case, what the Senator Thomas alluded to in a public-private partnership is that you bring in a private developer, and you work in partnership with that developer and only put up what you need to as a state to lay the groundwork. But the state already has tens of millions of dollars in equity in that site. You have an established deep water channel, and you go up and down the east coast of the United States, it's a wall of congestion for freight. It literally, I watched this firsthand, it's a wall. And one other comment I'd like to say, because I just remembered it. On the environmental side, I would make the case that, as opposed to 20 years ago, clearly a container port is on the side of the angels in terms of the environment. Because if you're serious about reducing carbon footprint, about a third of the carbon footprint in the world comes from the transportation sector. And how do you reduce that? By going by ocean, by rail, which are the most energy-efficient and environmentally friendly way to do it. This would be a rail port, which would bring the stuff in from overseas by ocean, ship it out by rail. This is part of the environmental solution, and if you listen to policymakers in Washington, they are pushing things like coastal shipping and other means just for that reason. So I did want to add that, and I thank you for your indulgence on that.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great.